BBC News with Julie Candler. The Brazilian Senate has voted overwhelmingly to dismiss President Dilma Rousseff at the end of her impeachment trial. Senators found her guilty of illegally tampering with the budget 2 years ago to hide a growing deficit, but they voted down a proposal to ban Ms. Rousseff from public office for the next 8 years. Opponents of President Ali Bongo in Gabon have set the National Assembly on fire. They're angry at the announcement of his narrow victory over his rival Jean Ping, whose supporters believe the results have been falsified. A Pan-African survey has found that the continent's elephant population has declined by a third in the last decade, with almost 150,000 killed. The researchers warn that half the elephants left in Africa could be gone in the next 10 years. British scientists say a new Alzheimer's treatment has shown promising results in trials, raising hopes that a drug to slow the progression of the devastating disease may finally be in sight. The potential drug slowed the decline in memory and thinking skills of those in the early stages of the condition. The US presidential candidate Donald Trump has arrived in Mexico, which he's criticized as the home of drug dealers and rapists. Mr. Trump will hold private talks with President Enrique Peña Nieto. Israel has approved the construction of nearly 300 new homes for Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank. It's also retrospectively legalized almost 200 existing homes. Joe Sutter, the man considered to be the father of the Boeing 747 aircraft, has died at the age of 95. The plane's successful debut in 1969 ushered in the era of long-haul travel for the masses. And there's been record spending by English Premier League football teams eager to snap up new players before the closure shortly of the summer transfer window. They've paid out about $1.3 billion. BBC News.